Good morning.
Hey, Seattle.
As always, it's your girls, Jasmine and Shantae.
Welcome to another Thursday morning and another episode of The Way with Jazz and Tay.
We'll be bringing you lots of laughs and class to get you ready for the day and the weekend ahead.
Will it be the way or not the way? Find out and join the conversation.
Good morning.
Welcome back to another episode of The Way with Jazz and Tay.
And it is going to be a beautiful Thursday because we have had beautiful weather all week. And
thank you, Seattle.
Not going anywhere.
Blessings.
Summer has arrived.
Yeah. More life. Yes.
Shantae and I have been trying to get as much sun as possible.
Oh, yeah.
She's gotten like 10 shades darker over the last week.
I am looking highly melanated, okay? Truly blessed and highly favored also.
Love it.
In today's show, you guys can expect, as always, our weekly recaps, a fun icebreaker. We're going to do a review of some new music. And then we're going to get political with you guys and talk about the recall of Durkin, defunding SPD. And we're also going to say an homage and RIP to Naya Rivera. Let's get into it. What'd we do this week, Jazz?
Ooh, this week was actually a pretty eventful week considering we've been in a pandemic and not much has been going on. I got to visit my aunt and my grandmother, which I haven't seen since before all of this stuff popped off. Like, I've seen my grandma and my aunt since like January. So that was really nice. We got to hang out on their back patio and we enjoyed some wine, a few glasses of wine.
Mm.
Yes. And then on Sunday or Monday, my mom came by and she dropped off a big, huge bag of clothes and she didn't even like ask me. And I was actually kind of a little like, why are you coming by with clothes? Like,
none of us need any
clothes. We don't need any clothes. What are you doing?
I am trying to get rid of clothes.
Yes. But I went through this bag of clothes and I came up on a Michael Kors like winter jacket.
Okay, Mama Etta.
Yeah, a Nike like bomber jacket.
Ooh.
A whole bunch of really cute dresses, like totally right up my aisle as far as fashion goes. So I wasn't even mad. I was like, ugh, let me look through these clothes. And then I was like, ooh.
I wouldn't be mad from the get-go. You're getting free clothes regardless.
Right, but like if you understood the clothing situation that we had in our garage that we're getting rid of, like
that she has,
we don't need another bag of clothes. So yeah, that was really fun. Those were like two of the highlights for me outside of visiting my little sister Sonora, but I'll let you take over on that topic.
So this weekend we hung out with Sonora for the last time before she left for DC, which she actually left yesterday
to go to law school at Howard.
Hey, congratulations.
Yes.
I don't think we mentioned that. All right, way to go.
I'm so happy to know her. Thank you, Jasmine.
You're welcome. You are so welcome. Yeah. You know,
Sonora's
it was nothing.
The type of person that makes you want to be a better person. And just like, I'm like, I want to go to Howard Law School.
Yes.
Shoot, is it too late for me?
Well, we had her on the show.
Right? Yes.
And then also, it's always nice to have a lawyer in the family.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Trust me. Anytime I get in any kind of pinch, I'm going to be like, hey, girl.
Make that little call. Beep, boop, 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 boop.
Right. So say hypothetically.
I have this friend who is,
So we hung out with her. We played some really fun games, drank Moscow Mules. They were really good.
Yes.
They made them. Until like the end of the night. And then they were like.
Because
it was like, as the night went on, they went just like.
And I feel like they were getting stronger as the night went on.
Oh, bummer.
Oh, rat.
Right.
Darn. Foiled again.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun to catch up and have girl time. And just like, you know, because of the pandemic, you can't get together with all your friends. And I feel like we should do more of that. Like maybe have one or two people over.
At a time.
Yeah.
And have intimate nights like that.
Yeah, because that's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Outside of that, I have also been attending a ton of virtual conferences this week. I've honestly, since the pandemic has started, I've just been signing up for any and every educational program I can find. And generally, it just depends on what it is. Some of it's small business, some of it's like podcasting, some of it's marketing, and some of it's insurance. And this week I actually attended a women in insurance conference. I didn't get to watch much of that because it started at 5:30 a.m. our time, Ooh. Which y'all know I was Ooh. Asleep. And then I Yikes. Also attended the Think in Color virtual summit, which has been a lot of fun. It's a 3-day virtual summit, and it's for female entrepreneurs who okay. want to start like coaching courses.
Okay.
But I've been using it for just everything because they talk about marketing, brand strategy, trademarking, legal stuff, like all kinds of stuff that can be applicable to any industry and anything that you might be trying to do. I also attended the Shift 2020 conference, which was a conference put on by the podcast movement.
Okay.
And they started this new thing called the Podcast Movement University.
There we go.
It was a lot of fun, a lot of great tips about podcasting. And so I'm just looking to take as many as I can.
Right.
And I'm excited about that. Let's get into our icebreaker. We're going to play a riveting game of heads up today, you guys.
And Shantae and I love this game. It's one of our guilty pleasures. It's one of those, oh, hey, we're bored and not doing anything. Do you want to play heads up?
At any time.
Literally.
At any point in time. So today's category, we're going to do pop culture. Jasmine, read us the instructions.
It says, stay current with the top trending words, phrases, people, and places from the past week. Get your teammate to guess the latest meme-worthy and hashtaggable moments without saying what's on the card or rhyming.
You guys, I'm going to win. I'm just letting it be known.
Wow, okay.
It's a competition.
I didn't know we were jumping in like that.
They count your cards like that.
I'm really nervous now. Okay, so do you want to go first?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Let's go.
I'm really excited.
Hey. Ellen's giving us a bunch of like,
I know, she's
questions
right
and stuff right now. And we're like, Ellen, this is not an advertisement opportunity.
So I'm going to start by giving Shantae these clues. Okay. It's where we wish we could be right now. There's a whole
Atlanta.
Bunch of sand and water.
LA.
No. Like, what is a that beach. Called? Yes. Okay, so it's a fruit that African Americans really like.
Watermelon.
And then you put it in your coffee.
Sugar. Watermelon sugar. Harry Styles.
Yes.
Whoa.
Jada's husband.
Will Smith.
Yes.
Easy.
The lead actress in How to Get Away with Murder.
Oh, Viola Davis.
Yes.
Damn.
Ooh, I don't know who this is. Pass. Oh, BLM.
I think that gives it away. Black Power?
No.
Black Lives Matter?
Yes.
Yeah.
My bad.
That kind of does. But...
She kissed a girl and she liked it.
Katy Perry.
Yes. Kylie's baby daddy.
Travis Scott.
Yes.
Woo.
Okay. Will's wife.
Jada Pinkett Smith.
Yes.
Easy.
He plays for some kind of basketball team. I don't know which one. I know.
All of them.
Okay. We had like 2 seconds, and I'm not into basketball. I don't know how I'm going
to
get you there.
I can't wait to see who it is. J.R. Smith. He was Cleveland.
See, but not anymore. I thought he just recently signed with a different team.
Yeah, I don't know either. 8.
Sports.
I got 8.
I don't know.
She got 8.
Okay, so Benny, remember that. I got 8.
Got it.
Okay, ready?
J.R. Smith. He is currently with the Lakers right now.
See, I knew it. But he was with the Cavs, right? Like
correct.
Right before or something?
Correct.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, because he played with
LeBron.
LeBron.
Correct.
Yeah. Look, see, I know a little
See, we
bit.
Know sports.
Sports.
Also, J.R. Smith dated Kehlani.
Well, I don't like J.R. Smith
because
I saw this one game one time in which he like blatantly fouled somebody. I'm talking like basically punched this person in the face.
I mean, that's the name of the game.
I mean, yeah, you know.
But like it was to the point to where like they kicked him out of the game. And I was like, you are just a disgusting person.
Yeah, Shantae's spike just accidentally kind of clipped some other runner. I mean, it happens.
You know?
It happens.
Oh, I broke a girl's collarbone.
I don't even want to go there. I don't want to go there. They're weak. Collarbones are weak anyway.
It started with her. She flipped me. So really, that was on her. Everything that happened after the fact was her fault.
Fight.
Yeah. I was so taken aback because I flipped over myself and I was like,
what just happened?
Yeah, it's going down.
All right, back to our game of heads up.
Right.
So I have 8 points.
As we digress. Yes. Okay. Now give me good hints, okay?
Girl, I'm good at this. But okay. Also, let's just hope I don't get any random obscure people.
Okay, ready?
Ready. Let's go. I don't know who that is.
Okay.
Off top. Chandelier.
Sia?
Yeah. he was running for president, but he just dropped out.
Kanye?
Yes.
Ew.
Yeah, right.
RIP, he died in January of a helicopter accident.
Oh, Kobe Bryant.
Aww.
This is a streaming service that we watch a lot.
YouTube.
No,
Netflix.
Red. Yes.
Yes.
No.
Okay.
Pass.
This is the America's favorite pastime, but
baseball.
Not
baseball.
But what's
soccer.
The but what's the acronym?
MLB.
Yes.
Ooh.
Oh, you really like their song "Do It." You also
Chloe
like,
and Halle.
Yes.
Yes.
She was a very famous trans woman who was really influential to the gay rights movement.
I don't know.
Marsha P. Johnson.
Okay. I don't.
Walker.
Texas Ranger.
No.
No. And still a valiant effort. That's going to be a close one. It's going to be close. 7 or 8.
Walker, Texas. Okay.
It's going to be close.
I have no idea who Bobby Bonilla is.
I know
oh,
is
baseball
it's
player.
Yes. So I got 6. James Charles was one that I missed. Marsha P. Johnson. I knew it was on the tip of my tongue.
James Charles. I feel like I didn't know who he was.
And then Summer, which it's the season that we're in currently.
Mm-hmm. All I could think of was Summer Walker. And I was like, Walker, first name.
And I was like, Walker, Texas Ranger? What?
Love that show.
Does that work?
Love that show.
All right.
Well, Chuck Norris.
That was a really fun game of heads
yeah,
up. I'm the winner, of course.
Uh-huh.
I'll take that.
Just so you know, I probably would have had 7 if she knew who James Charles was.
If I could think of it. I think that's kind of like, I don't know how to explain it, but let's go ahead and get into a really quick break, you guys, before we come back to do our review of the week.
Stay You're listening tuned. To The Way with Jazz and Tay.
Alternative Talk 1150 is your sports organization's safe bet when it comes to airing your team's games. Our players are all seasoned professionals when it comes to sports programming. Imagine your games being heard on local radio. Your team deserves the MVP treatment. Call 425-653-1150 today to learn how affordable and fun it is to broadcast your games on the radio. Call 425-653-1150 and make your next season something special. That's 425-653-1150.
You may not realize how important 3 letters can be. For a patient who needs type A, B, or O blood, these letters can mean life, but there simply aren't enough people giving blood. Every 2 seconds, someone in the U.S. needs it, but only about 3% of the population donates. Without more donors, hospitals may not have the blood needed to save lives. That's why the American Red Cross needs people to help restore the A's, B's, and O's that are depleting each day. When you make your appointment to donate blood at redcrossblood.org/missing types, you can help give strength to kids, parents, and grandparents who face life and death challenges. From cancer patients to accident survivors waiting for critical surgeries, your generosity can give someone more life. Don't wait until the letters A, B, and O are missing from hospital shelves. You are the missing type patients need. Visit redcrossblood.org/missing types or call 1-800-RED-CROSS to make your donation appointment today.
Hey, Seattle. Tune in to The Way with Jazz and Tay every Thursday morning from 7 to 8 a.m.
We'll be bringing you lots of laughs and class to get you ready for the day and the weekend ahead.
We have something for everyone, from Song of the Week, where we'll introduce you to local Seattle artists,
to the quirky games that we play for that little pick-me-up to get you through your morning commute. Again, that's The Way with Jazz and Tay every Thursday morning from 7 to 8 a.m.
And don't forget to follow us on Instagram at The Way Jazz and Tay and on Twitter at The Way JT. See you guys on Thursday.
Need help getting started with self-help? You came to the right place. Alternative Talk, 1150.
Hey, hey, hey. Welcome back to The Way. Before the break, we recapped our weeks, and we also played one of our favorite games ever for our icebreaker, Heads Up. If you guys haven't played that game, you should definitely download that and play that with the family. It's extremely fun, and you will learn how well you know people.
It's fun to play sober. It's fun to play when you've been drinking. Yeah. You can play on teams.
It's actually funny whenever Jasmine and I play with people because they're like, you guys know each other too well. Like, I can say, like, we talked about this last night and she already knows. They're
right.
Like,
what? Right.
Not even a clue.
Sometimes you just have to say one word and I'm getting the entire phrase.
But now that we're back, let's go ahead and get into our review of the week.
Yes. Yes.
So our favorite girl, Summer Walker, dropped.
Let's pause on the favorite girl part.
Sorry.
I'm just, we are fond of Miss Summer Walker. We like her. She's a little bit problematic at times, but in the end, I'm rooting for her.
So
that's caveat. We're really rooting for her. We're really trying.
She's like as problematic as Doja Cat.
Yeah.
But it's unapologetic about it.
I was going to say, Summer Walker doesn't apologize for the stuff that she says or does. But Summer Walker dropped an EP last week on Friday. It is called Life on Earth. It was about 6 songs long.
Yes.
And I've got to say, one, I'm not sure what the vibe is, but I feel like her and London on the track have broken up. This song that's playing under us, Let It Go.
Yeah.
It makes it sound like they broke up. One. Two, he's not everywhere anymore.
Yeah. They used to be all over each other. She used to post him all the time on her stuff and everything. They were very PDA and open about the fact that they were an item.
But I said all of that to say, as I was listening to this album, one, I'll say overall, I don't care for the EP. I only like this song, Let It Go.
I can agree with that.
What I noticed with this song is that she mumble sings a lot. So like she sings well. And actually, when she sings, I feel it. It's kind of like a passion that she has.
Yeah.
But like I also noticed that she says like 5 words and it's kind of like, and I'm like, girl, enunciate.
Like, what did you just say?
But
those are a lot of long nights with Moscow Mules then, huh?
Right.
Can happen. Can happen.
But one thing that I noticed is that I was like, does Summer Walker set the tones for our seasons? So like anytime Summer drops an album, like last summer she dropped her album and it was kind of like all over the place emotionally.
Yeah, true.
And it had all these women kind of like, yeah, I need to break up with my mans, but also like I love my mans and like full circle.
Yeah.
This is like, we're breaking up with our men. And it's like, Summer, I don't know that anybody's actually in that mood. I think everybody's trying to hold on.
To what they got right now, right?
We're in the middle of a pandemic. You need to have any warm bodies close that you can.
Yeah, but I can agree. I mean, this song definitely gives me classic Summer vibes. Like, it goes right in there with any of her other, like, older EPs.
Yeah.
Absolutely. But on this album, she's got 2 songs with this dude named, like, No One Noah or something. And I have no idea who he is. I don't know why she gave him a feature on 2 songs of this short EP.
So majority of the EP.
You know, I was like, who is this person? Is this his EP or is this hers? Yeah, I mean, give it a listen. It could be like, it's not really for us, but maybe for you guys. And I would love to see what you guys think about it.
Yeah. I'm almost wondering if Summer Walker is an R&B version of Taylor Swift where she dates men and then like everything's great, but she breaks up with them in order to
write a good album.
So that's kind of my theory right now. That's our review of Life on Earth. Sorry that it wasn't more complimentary, Summer.
I know, it's just weird for us because usually we're always like, yes, Summer girl.
Yes, Summer, I feel it, girl. Yeah, I love Summer Walker generally, but this was just underwhelming.
Yes. And now we need to move on briefly and talk about...
briefly.
Yeah, because we don't want to spend too much time on this next topic, but... Miss Jada Pinkett Smith decided to sit herself down at the red table and talk about all of the stuff surrounding her and August Alsina.
I just...
Yeah.
I saw clips of it.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was hard to explain. It's like, and it was uncomfortable at times.
Very.
Yeah,
very.
Right? And then it was just like, are they really doing this? They added lines from, like, you know, Will Smith's like
bad
movies.
Boys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We ride together, die together. I'm like, that's corny.
How scripted
was
that entire interview?
Yeah.
There was not a genuine
moment it didn't really
about
feel
that
like
interview.
It, yeah.
And that's honestly my biggest beef with it was that, one, I already knew that August Alsina and Jada Pinkett had an affair because I was tuned in when it was happening.
Yeah, Shantae was up on this.
August Alsina was in a, I said this, he was in a bunch of family photos and I was like, what does August have to do with anything? And you know, they would say like, oh, well, he's friends with Trey, but Trey wouldn't even be in the photos. It would be like Jada, Willow, and August. And I'm like,
like, okay, so where's Trey? August? Where's your friend at?
Because if it's Willow, there's something wrong there. And if it's Jada, there's also something wrong.
You know, and maybe like, here's the thing. They said that this happened four and a half, five years ago. So maybe they're just so over like talking about it between them or so comfortable about it that they're trying to make it seem casual at this point, because maybe for them it is, you know, but like, we don't know what truly goes on there.
Yeah.
Shantae's convinced that they've had an open relationship for quite a while.
I believe
now.
They're in an open marriage.
Which I don't doubt at this point, because other things, you know, kind of point to that.
Yeah.
Now, what we do want to talk about is this whole entanglement mess. Because Jada said she gotten into entanglement with August and the internet went crazy.
Of course.
And
you mean a relationship?
Right.
Yes.
And so that's the
was
thing.
Will Smith's quoted word.
Right.
Yes.
So she was not trying to call it what it was. Her right. and August straight up had a relationship. There was no entanglement.
So here's another thing. And I think really it's just like an overall, I didn't enjoy the red table talk. It felt scripted. Mm-hmm. It felt ingenuine. It was like, I'm going to bring myself to the red table talk to tell you guys the truth. And then she came on and fed us a bunch of crap that we already one knew and then didn't call it what it was. And it was just like no accountability on her part. Mm. Like, okay, so you're on the red table talk addressing a situation that was an entanglement. Why are we here? You know, it was far more than that. So it's like, can you just take some accountability for what you were doing? You're a grown woman, Jada. Like, that's just not cute.
Right.
Like, I feel like she did the whole entanglement thing for the memes and for the virality of it all.
I don't know. Virality?
Virality.
Well, I don't
like,
know.
Just to make it go viral. And it did. It's like, they're going to make so much money off this whole entanglement stuff and off of the, you know, we ride together, we die together, bad marriage for life. Like, those are, my mom's already made a t-shirt that has entanglement. It says single taken entanglement.
Oh my gosh.
Yes, you guys. So it's like, it's already a thing. I just think that it's like, if this wasn't something for you guys, I would not have even addressed it
right.
if it was that small.
Because it sounds like she was talking about how she knows she had some codependency problems and like childhood trauma that she needed to deal with. And she barely touched on that. So
right.
I feel like that was probably the overall issue of whatever she was dealing with and going through at that time. And for some reason, only feels comfortable talking about this and dismissing it as an entanglement or relationship.
It's like
whatever.
It's like an awkward public announcement, you know, when they have to release a report or a statement on like the actions of
right.
whatever is going, whether it's positive or negative. And they're
right,
like,
right.
oh no, let's do this. Let's use our red table angle.
Yeah.
And right. let's try to put on our best acting.
Right.
Which,
they were at a home field advantage.
Yeah.
It all was obviously scripted. Also, if you look at Will's face, he looked like he had been crying.
Yeah, right.
Either that or allergies had hit.
Remember the old Michael Jordan meme where he's crying?
Yes.
You know, it's like that?
Yes.
It was like almost identical. Like.
Yeah. So that's what that is. And yeah, I'm just not happy with Jada. I also feel like because of what the Red Table Talk is, as a platform and a show, they're very good at calling other celebrities out and having them tell their full truths and like doing full length interviews. But like what we saw from Jada was like, what, a 15 minute clip of her denying it and saying that it was an entanglement.
Yeah. And justifying it. And, you know.
And like, that's fine. Like, we can take you for your word. You and Will might have been separated and you were okay to step out. That's not even my problem. My problem is just your lack of like, acknowledgement.
Ownership.
Well, why don't they
yeah.
just say that? Why don't they just say it's our relationship? It's open right now. We're just kind of, we're doing, you know, many
because,
more people are doing it.
See, but here's the thing. I feel like with them, who they are, they can't just out and out say that, because then you're going to have all this unwanted attention and all these people coming out the woodwork trying to get in on that open relationship.
True. I don't have that problem, so yeah, you're right.
Same.
Good call.
Right.
Good call.
Right. Like, I'm not in any kind of entanglement right now.
Yeah. I'm going to go ahead and say that entanglement is not the way.
Not the way at all.
No. Just a poor choice in descriptive word. Like, there's so many more other things. Yeah. Maybe that's just, you know what I mean? Entangle. It's a negative connotation too, a little bit, I feel.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It really dismisses August, because he obviously feels a way or felt a way about the whole situation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She's like, oh, it was nothing more than us being tangled in sheets.
Feels.
Let's not forget the fact that they took him in when he was extremely sick.
Ill. He was very ill.
So it's like
Ill.
Low-key a power play and a bit manipulative.
You
like,
wounded a broken bird just to ready to let them fly. And then, nope, you wanted to keep them back for an entanglement. Oh, nope, but come back because we're in an entanglement.
And then she kicked him out of the nest and was like, it was only an entanglement. Right. Get over it.
Right.
Baby bird. Mm.
Wings broken again.
Yeah.
Harsh. Harsh. Let him have it.
You know, I'm just, Jada, you could have done better.
Yeah.
What?
You were the adult in this situation, okay?
She really was. Like, he's the same age as your stepson and older than your other two kids. I don't know. By like only a few years. Sorry, I said that and I was like, obviously he'd be older than her younger kids, but... That's the red table talk.
Right. Anyways.
I'm looking at the memes. I know if you guys get online to look at some of them, they are hilarious.
Some of them are really funny.
So funny.
And right now they're doing this really funny poll of like which song is your favorite like entanglement song.
Ooh.
And they've got like Dilemma on They've got Mario Wine, it's I Don't Wanna Know. They've got all, it's pretty funny.
That's
I would try to check it out because there's a lot of entanglement vibes. Oh, The Weeknd by SZA is on there.
I love
Because that's a whole entanglement situation.
The Weeknd, yes. All right. So we're going to go ahead and take another break before we get into our hot topic. Stay tuned. You're listening to The Way.
Hi, I'm Arielle Winter. If you're anything like me, your pets are not only your best friends, they're part of your family. American Humane, which has been rescuing animals like Cleo here for more than 100 years, has life-saving tips that can make a big difference before, during, and after disasters such as hurricanes, tornadoes, floods, or wildfires. So when disaster strikes, you want to be prepared to protect them. Be sure to microchip or tag your pets. Never leave them behind in a major crisis, and be sure to have an emergency kit ready in your home at all times with a pet crate or carrier, leash, blanket, ID, and medications, their water bowl, and 7 to 10 days worth of food. To find out how to protect your entire family during a disaster and help our best friends in their worst times, please visit AmericanHumane.org.
Hey, Seattle. Tune in to The Way with Jazz and Tay every Thursday morning from 7 to 8 a.m.
We'll be bringing you lots of laughs and class to get you ready for the day and the weekend ahead.
We have something for everyone, from Song of the Week, where we'll introduce you to local Seattle artists,
to the quirky games that we play for that little pick-me-up to get you through your morning commute. Again, that's The Way with Jazz and Tay every Thursday morning from 7 to 8 a.m.
And don't forget to follow us on Instagram at The Way Jazz and Tay and on Twitter at The Way JT. See you guys on Thursday.
Have something important to say? Want to help improve our world? Need to promote your business uniquely and effectively? KKNW is the answer. Our staff helps broadcasters and podcasters create professional-sounding audio. Bring your talent and let our experts help you craft a radio show or podcast that best delivers your message. Learn more at 1150kknw.com. That's 1150kknw.com. KKNW, talk variety that's live and local.
Going against the grain has never been this much fun. Alternative Talk 1150.
Yes.
All I know is that that's definitely going to put me in like an old school mood for
the
today.
Rest of the day.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Dilemma is a classic.
Oh, absolutely.
Like Nelly and Kelly.
Kelly Rowland. Yep.
Nelly and Kelly.
Yeah.
Y'all should make another song together. Dilemma 2. Okay?
Were they dating?
I wanted them to, but...
They were in an entanglement?
Ah, yes. Benny? That's what it was. Well played. Well played. Give you that one.
I really don't remember at that time. I was also, I think, too young to really be into pop culture to know, like, the details of what was going on, like,
it
surrounding
was rumored,
that.
But I think that there were also rumors that Nelly was, like, trying to bag Beyonce. So there was that. We could Google it, but
failed epically because Jay was in there. Jay got in that bag and quick.
I feel like it was a vice versa.
You think so?
Beyonce was, it was like she got the attention of Jay-Z and it was like, latch on.
It was over.
Mm-hmm. Well, was latch on.
Yeah.
She was young. All right. So as you guys know, before the break, we did our review of the week. We reviewed Summer Walker's Life on Earth EP. Check that out. Mm-hmm. We also talked about Jada Pinkett Smith and Will Smith's Red Table Talk, where she talked about the entanglement with August. A lot of BS, if you ask me.
Right.
Now let's get into some more serious stuff and current events.
Let's get political.
I don't know if I really like that mix of you. Let's get political, political.
Hey. You don't like it?
It's all right. It's all right. I mean, work on a different angle, but
I don't know how else. Right?
Because like physical and political, it's like, oh, those are two separate things. I mean, you know, oh, and Olivia Newton-John. I don't want to mess with it. She's a queen of queens. So she's amazing.
Bless her.
So for our hot topic, we are going to talk about a few political current events happening in Seattle.
Yeah.
Specifically, one big thing that's happening is the recall of Durkin, or Mayor Jenny Durkin.
Yeah. Say her name.
There was a petition started to recall Jenny Durkin. There were 7 claims that they presented to the King County judge. She approved, or she threw out 6 of those 7 and is allowing 1 to go forward. That claim is that Jenny Durkin did not implement new policy. Wow, I cannot read today, you guys. Durkin did not implement new policing policies after tear gas and other chemical agents were used on protesters. So that is the claim that the judge is allowing to stay. And essentially what will happen is if they push it through, essentially what the judge has to do is review it, make sure that it is serious enough to go to a recall hearing.
Okay.
And then if it goes through to that point, the petitioners would have 180 days to get 56,000 Seattle voter signatures. So that's
a few months.
That's a few months, but I also don't know how they plan to do these signatures.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're not allowed really outside or to be in contact with people that we don't know.
Well, yeah, but I mean, with all this stuff going on with, like, signing the petitions, like, justice for Breonna Taylor
yeah.
and stuff.
And, yeah, and so that's the one thing is if they do it virtually, I think there should be no problem
yeah.
getting 56,000, but they'd have to be, I don't know, like, the specifics around whether or not they can do that.
Got it. Okay.
But I would imagine in the time that we're in, they'd have to make some kind of an exception, some form of an exception. But it has to get through the judge first. She has to deem it a serious enough offense to push it through. To the recall vote.
So the judge could say it's not and put the kibosh on all of this and we yeah. not even get to a recall.
Yeah. And of course, Jenny already made a statement yesterday. She wants the judge to reconsider, you know, the recall. She's thrown Police Chief Carmen Best under the bus already. She's saying that, you know, the one claim that's standing isn't really her fault and that it wasn't her call to use tear gas on protesters, but that it was the chief of police's instead, which I don't vibe with that at all. I think that while, yeah, it probably was Carmen Best's call, I think that as the mayor, Jenny shouldn't be throwing other city officials under the bus.
Yeah,
that's
like,
just not a good look.
As a leader, you guys were probably working on this together.
Together.
I doubt there was no communication going on there. So in the event of something like that happening, it's definitely a team effort and we can all carry the load and carry the blame.
Yeah.
She's fearing right now for her job.
She is trying to save herself.
She's scared.
And I think it's kind of gross. if Mayor Durkin, I wanted to add this, if she is recalled, the next person or the person who would step into her place in the interim until they find a permanent mayor would be Seattle City Council President Lorena Gonzalez. I did a bit of research on her and
we got excited.
Honest,
we
I'm
got
like,
excited.
Bye, Jenny. Hi, Lorena. Let's go.
Toodles. Good riddance.
A little bit about her. She's actually the first Latina to ever hold a council member seat in Seattle. She's a former civil rights attorney and community advocate. She was actually also a counsel. She provided counsel to Mayor Ed Murray, which let's not even talk about that.
Yeah, Ed Murray's a whole different story.
When he was putting together a task force to work on police reform and police accountability or public safety. So this is like, these are like causes and issues that are really near and dear to her heart that she's been working on for years.
Right.
So it's like, honestly, if the recall happens, I would feel very comfortable with Lorena taking Jenny Durkin's place, especially in the time that we're in, because
right.
I feel like if she gets in this position, she would actually make some change happen.
And I want to add to that. So what position is she in right now currently? Do you know?
She's a city council member.
Sorry.
She's I think number 9, seat 9.
Okay. And so already she's in a position of where she can help advocate for a change along those lines.
Yeah.
So if she was in an even more powerful position, imagine the kind of change that we've been asking for, what kind of stuff she would be able to deliver. Because
right.
she's got that expertise and
right.
all that experience anyways. So
yeah. And if you check out her website on the Seattle government website, she talks about that, like those are the issues that she fights for. So it's like, you know how every council member kind of has their thing that they work really hard for? Hers is police reform, police accountability, public safety, helping disadvantaged communities, helping women of color. So it's like all the way around, she is who we're looking for right now. So I'm okay with that. At first I was kind of like, I feel like our mayor is the last mayor that needs to be recalled in any of these cities.
Right.
But hey, if we're going to get Lorena, let's go. Okay.
Right.
Lorena for president, matter of fact.
Okay.
Shoot.
Wow. All right. Let's
Can
go.
We just go ahead and push
let's
her
just
up?
Go. I am looking forward to see where she, like, if she doesn't become mayor, I'm excited to see down the road what comes for her, because she's doing big things.
The fact that you said that, after doing research on her, I'd love to meet her and just kind of like be like, you're kind of a hero and a legend, because she's doing all the things that I feel like if I were to be city council member, or if I wanted to get involved, those would be the issues that I would want to tackle.
Right.
And so I feel like she's a good resource and just somebody who, like, she's the person that everybody's looking for right now.
Yeah. Yeah. She's what we need, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
It's refreshing. So that is my political update, the recall of Durkin.
Now, moving on to mine, which is still somehow related, of
yes.
course.
It's entangled.
It is.
That's the word of the day.
Right. Yep. That's the word of the day for sure.
Good one.
So I'm going to talk about defunding the SPD, the Seattle Police, because that's also been something that's been in the talks and been in the works in cahoots with this whole recalling and police brutality and handling of CHOP and protests and all that stuff. Okay. Mm-hmm. So there's a current demand to cut the SPD budget by 50%. So literally cutting that in half. And city officials are calling this crazy. They're saying that's not going to work. And immediately their defenses are, you know, you're going to see the people that you want to see let go. One of the first things that they said was that because of this, cutting the budget would result in many persons of color or staff that are people of color being let go or laid off. And when you think about that, I think that is a whole bunch of just like pooey. Because
absolutely.
When you go in as like a big company or corporation and you're thinking about making cuts and budgets and things like that, you generally start from the bottom up. You know, those that you can afford to let go and keep things running as smooth as possible. So if the majority of the people that you would be letting go due to budget cuts are persons of color, what does that say about who you have in leadership? And why are there not more people of color in leadership roles?
And that's a really good point as well. Yeah,
that was a very good point that Sonora actually brought up when we were talking with her, because that is such an unfair argument to say. And the fact that that was one of their very first retorts just goes to show that they've not actually been looking deep into how they can better budget with the cuts like this.
Yeah, absolutely. And I would say that that's even a factor in most companies, is that like there are not enough African-American people maybe within in a company, but just like in leadership roles, period. So yeah, obviously, if like you're doing these large efforts to try and hire more Black people, you know, in the last few years, the first people to go are going to be all those Black people right. that you were trying to hire, because they don't have seniority.
And when you have persons of color in leadership roles, those are people who are able to advocate for those newcomers and coming in. Like you've got people there who kind of, I guess, would say can relate to other persons of color and whatnot. When the majority is not working with the minority, that's where that disconnect comes from. And thus that's why many people are getting leadership roles that are not persons of color.
Right. Also, sorry, keep going.
Okay. So when looking into the budget, we found out that 80% of the budget does go towards personnel.
So that means it goes towards paying all of the police officers.
And any entity, you know, all levels, all across, you know, from the highest rankings to the lowest of rankings, dispatchers, parking enforcement, every entity.
Criminal investigations, chief of police, sworn officers, and civilian officers.
I really hope that everyone understands that it's so much more than just taking the money away and solving our problems, because when you look at the numbers, majority of it goes towards funding the staff that surround SPD.
Right.
So it's going to be a long discussion. It's going to be something that takes a lot of configuring if that is something that gets pushed through.
Yeah.
I do want us to think of other things as well, though. So as far as budgeting goes, they're looking at removing certain entities from SPD. So things like parking enforcement and the 911 dispatchers. That right there frees up a whole bunch of funds, because honestly, I don't know why parking enforcement is part of SPD.
She's just like, I don't want to have any parking ticket.
That's just annoying. Right. Get rid of it. and then if we also want to talk about hiring persons of color and getting more minorities in our local police departments, in 2019, and this was a stat that Shantae actually found, in 2019, they hired 108 new officers into the police department, okay? Which was actually the most that they had let in about a decade, okay? Yeah. So that was a really big graduating class. Only 39% of those individuals were persons of color. And that's not even just exclusive to African-American. That's persons of color as a whole. So less than half of that class coming into 2019 were persons of color. And I don't know if that's because a lot of persons of color aren't applying for these jobs or what. Maybe they're not being advocated to maybe like getting these. I don't know what that is, but I really do feel like SPD should be focused on creating a level playing field in that aspect. So
I also wanted to mention the fact that while everyone is calling for a 50% cut, and, you know, obviously the city officials think that that's absurd, Jenny Durkin has created a proposed 20% budget cut that's out there, and you can check that out. Of course, that 20% budget cut is cutting things that they had already factored in needing to cut, and that's due to things within COVID. So a lot of the cuts that are in her proposed budget cut are things that were already going to have to be cut because of COVID. Things like they had planned on remodeling the North Precinct in Northgate, and now that's on hold. And that's about $4 million back into, you know, the budget. However, that money wasn't going to be missed anyways, or like that money... See, it's not making like, a difference.
Right. It's a temporary fix. But... It's a temporary fix, too, because the precinct's still going to need to be remodeled at some point, right?
At some point, yeah. And like I said, that's due to COVID.
Yeah.
So it's like, obviously, it would be easy for you to withhold that $4 million because it's like, oh, like, we don't have the money, even though they probably do have the money. They get a lot of money.
They
year.
Do. And you can look it up, by the way. We were looking at the numbers. They get a lot.
All of the city budgets are on the Seattle government website.
Yeah.
If you want to look at that and see the breakdown of the costs, you can. It does it line by line. But yeah, I just wanted to say that. So they'll be putting out, also they'll be putting out a proposed budget cut for a 30% budget cut as well as a 50% budget cut. But
yeah.
I would have to say on the side of defunding SPD that a 50% budget cut isn't
way. It's not, I don't think so. You know, I'm all for defunding and, you know, looking into ways that we can cut, but cutting in half is just crazy. When you look at it, it's crazy.
Yeah. I'm really more into like reallocating than I am cutting it.
Absolutely.
And like, for instance, when we were researching last night, they said that about like 47 million or a lot of money goes into putting officers into the public schools for like safety purposes. Mm. And I know a lot of school district, the school district is actually deciding not to do that anymore.
It's
so like there's more money back. And I'm like, okay, see.
That's 50 million right there.
You know what I'm saying? There's more money back. So if they do stuff like that, I don't know what other kind of programs would have to be cut in order to see those kind of budget returns. But I just, I don't think that cutting their budget in half is going to be the right move.
Oh, and then I will add as well, really quickly, before we finish talking about defunding. In 2019, 56% of 911 calls were non-criminal. So that's more than half of the 911 calls being non-criminal offenses. So that is another thing that I feel like we should take into account as far as budgeting goes, because if less than half of our calls or responses are going to be, you know, actual violent ones, there's got to be a way to balance that out there.
It would be interesting if they could have some kind of restructuring where like there's different phone numbers for different situations.
Yeah.
And then, like, people actually know about those. So then, like, they can have the dispatchers be a part-time. Yeah.
So to be...
For the 43% are actual crisis.
So to be fair, they are really right now actually pushing out things like that. Like,
yeah.
They are trying to offer all kinds of other resources for certain crises and things like that so that you aren't just calling 911 for any old thing.
Right.
So that's something that we can see more of, that we're going to be seeing more of as well.
Yeah. And before we wrap up for the day, we just wanted to really quickly touch on the passing of Naya Rivera, Glee star, and also daughter to... Please hold.
Yes.
Her mom's actually a famous singer, Yolanda Rivera.
Okay. So we heard about a week ago that Naya had gone missing after not returning in time from a boat rental that she had with her son. The son was found on the boat that they had rented by himself after not being returned in time. And the search for Naya at that point started and began. And we had a lot of hope that we were going to find her, that maybe, you know, she swam to shore or something within the first couple of days. But as efforts went on, law enforcement told us that it was probably going to be less likely that she was going to be found alive, and it turned into a recovery mission.
Yeah, honestly, after the first day went by,
I knew it was going to be.
That's when you know it's a recovery instead of a missing person or a search.
Yeah. So it took about 5 days. She was missing for 5 days before they recovered her body. This was in Lake Piru, in California. And they talk about that lake and how conditions aren't great for swimming. They actually recommend swimming is only for like water recreational. So like if you're jet skiing or if you're wakeboarding or stuff like that, it's not a lake that you would normally just go swimming in. Visibility is horrible. And what it sounds like, it was just a terrible accident. Just truly heartbreaking, because gone too soon, her son, 4 years old, and he was there with her, you know? So that is just terrifying to think about.
They have video and footage of all her like leaving or heading down to the, it's like a pontoon rental area where they just cruised out together and like just another day out, no problems, but you never can take Mother Nature, you know, but what she gives you the beauty of it. And always wear life jackets. Always bring them on, even if you're going in for 2 seconds.
Right. It's not,
just put it on. Just put it on.
Yeah.
That's all it is.
Absolutely.
All it takes.
Actually, one last thing I'll tack on. It just, this really hits close to home for me because 3 years ago on this day, one of my cousins actually drowned to death after graduating from high school. He was 18 years old. He had a scholarship to Georgetown. He just went out with his friends to go hang out, you know, last hurrah of the summer. And he went missing, and it was pretty much a full day. And after the full day, they were like, it's a recovery at this point. And where they found his body, there was just no way that he would have made it. That it really hits close to home. You can be a strong swimmer and drown. But always be cautious, always be safe. And rest in peace to Naya.
And rest in peace to your cousin.
To Tariq.
Yeah. Let's do a quick recap and discuss what was the way and not the way today.
Weekly recaps. Hanging out with Sonora before she left. The way.
Absolutely the way. Visiting my grandma, getting some cool come up on some clothing. Absolutely the
way.
I feel spoiled.
Okay. a game of heads up. The way.
Definitely the way. That's always super fun.
I'm happy that it worked out. That was
kept us on our toes, you know. Ooh.
The review of the week, Summer Walker. I'm going to actually say the review of the week's a mixed bag.
Yeah.
We're kind of like in the middle of it being the way and not the way.
Absolutely.
I don't want to say anything negative, but also like Red Table Talk, not the way. And I didn't really care for the whole EP.
Yeah, it could have been better. I will agree with you on that. The song Let It Go, I will say, is the way.
Yeah.
The Red Table Talk and Entanglement, as far as entertainment purposes goes, absolutely the way.
Yeah.
Because it's been a great distraction.
Oh, absolutely.
But Jada's lack of accountability and all that stuff, not the way.
I'm just really big on accountability these days. Like, come on, people, take responsibility for your actions.
Do better, people. Yeah. Come on.
The recall of Durkin. I'm not sure. I'm going to say the way just because I'm rooting for Lorena Gonzalez.
Yeah. And I mean, you know, with Jenny, blessings to you and I wish the best for you. You know, maybe take some time and get better at, you know, what you are trying to pursue and then come back.
Absolutely.
I would love to see you win, just maybe not right now.
Defunding the SPD.
I'm going to say it's a mixed bag as well, because I feel like we've got the best intentions behind it.
Right.
But I don't think we've got the knowledge and the deep dive to really understand what
understand
that looks like.
What that means.
Yeah. So the idea of it is absolutely going to be the way. What I think we are expecting from it is not the way.
Yeah.
I think we're being a little bit
irrational.
Irrational. Yeah.
Because a lot of people will lose their jobs.
Yeah. So let's rethink that, guys.
And then Naya Rivera passing is obviously not the
way. Not the way.
Our hearts and prayers go out to her family, truly.
Absolutely. And her son, I pray for her baby boy.
Thank you guys so much for tuning into The Way with Jazz and Tay.
As always, thank you so much for tuning into The Way. Catch you next week, same time, same place. Follow us on Instagram at The Way Jazz and Tay and on Twitter at The Way JT.
Don't be afraid to DM us if you have any questions or suggestions about the show. Until next time, bye.
Peace.